أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. سورة الرحمن مكية وآتا 79 78. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الرحمن
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد، الفاتح لما أغلق والخاتم لما سبق، ناصر الحق بالحق والهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم، وعلى آله حق قدره ومقداره العظيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، والسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. أما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. إن شاء الله، today our reading of the Holy Quran is going to take us to the next chapter. And the chapter is the 55th chapter, the arrangement of the Holy Quran in the Mus'haf Usmaniyya. The 55th chapter of the Holy Quran marks the 54th Hizbi. So we have reached the 54th Hizbi. Totally, we have 60 Hizbi in the Holy Quran. So our reading of the Holy Quran, we have finished 54. What remains now are 6 hizbi to complete the Holy Quran, inshallah. And the chapter is titled Surah Rahman. Surah Rahman. And in English, the chapter of the Most Merciful. That is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Most Merciful. Rahman is one of the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which scholars like Ibn Arabi, Muhyiddin bin Arabi radiallahu anhu, he mentioned that there are 2 famous names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Out of the 99 that were mentioned in the Holy Quran, 2 are the famous, and all other names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can go back into these 2. That is to say, the 2 can stand on their own. It is inside them that you get the other names. The Ismul Jalali Allah and the Ismul Rahmaniya Ar-Rahman. So Ar-Rahman is a name that describes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as the creator, the sustainer, and the maintainer of all that were created, the universe and beyond the universe. So it is Ar-Rahman. Through that name, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created everything. Through that name, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sustained all those creatures, give them sustenance, maintain them, dispose them, combat them, and bring them into different form. All the tasarrufi that has to do with the Zatul Haq and then the other Zatul Batil, the absolute essence, that is Allah. And then the fake essence, our own essence are fake. We come into being because there is the divine essence. And at the end, we will cease and leave the divine essence. So the sarrufi, that's the divine activities between the divine essence and then the fake essences is done through Rahman. That is the divine name of Allah, the Merciful. Why it is called the Merciful? All the creation done by God, nobody paid him. Nobody rewarded him. He did it out of what? His mercy. Sustainance of all those creation, nobody paid Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And nobody will pay him. He was doing it out of his mercy. Maybe somebody may ask, if we are worshiping God, are we paying him back? No, we are not. When we worship God, we are showing gratitude of the mercy he did to us. So we show our gratitude by worshiping him. But we are not paying him for that. If it is payment we are making as our worship, that is mean when we stop worship, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will stop giving us the mercy. But a person will stop the worship and will continue to get the mercy, meaning the worship is not a payment. If it is payment, unbelievers cannot get anything. It is not a payment. In fact, even the payment gives us more mercy. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on the day of judgment, he reserved his mercy to those who were grateful with what he has given them in this world. You have to be merciful, you have to be grateful to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala regarding what you have in this world, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be merciful to you in the next world. That is Surah Ar-Rahman. And the chapter is revealed in Mecca. It is one of the Meccan revelation. And you remember the Meccan revelation are grouped into three: the early revelations, the middle, and the late revelation. Surah Ar-Rahman happened to be in the early revelation, early Mecca revelation. And it is highly artistic and most sublime and the reprint. This is the sixth of the series of seven chapters dealing with revelation on the papers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the hereafter. Here, the special theme is indicated by the reference. The rim in the surah, that is how some of the chapters are coming in a rhythmic arrangement, make the surah unique among the remaining surah in the Holy Quran. Allah the Most Gracious has sent revelation, one of his graces and favors, to man. His creation is in pairs. The chapter talks about pairing, where the two creation, man and genie, as a pair. And they well balance. All created things receive his favor, but they will all pass away, and only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will endure through the ages. Ultimately, all evil shall return to its destination, as well as all good. But ever blessed is the name of Allah, Lord of glory, honor, and bounty. The statistic of the chapter, it is the 55th chapter in the Holy Quran, and it has a total of 78 verses. Out of these 78, 31 is a verse repeated up to that 31 times. And that is the verse, Pabi ayyi ala'i rabbikuma tukazziban. That is, so which of the favors of your Lord will the two of you deny? The two are man and genie. Total words in the chapter is 352. Total letters, 1,585. Total number of sections in the chapter are 3. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam give a nickname to this chapter. It is the Arushul Quran. That is, it is the bride of the remaining chapters. Bride, Amariya. You know, a bride is being honored in the society. When somebody married, that bride is a special person to him. More special than almost any other person he is having. And she was honored. The whole day is dedicated to her. That is the wedding day. We attend to her. She is decorated. She is conveyed. She was taken to Walima. Her dowry was paid. A lot of things were done in honor of that Amariya. And then she will come to the house. The house will not be eager to see her. In fact, in some culture, before she will remove her veil, the money must be paid. In some culture, before Amaria would start talking, you must buy her mouth. Give money for her to talk. All these are showing you a very important person. A day is dedicated to her. In some places, Buki used to last 3 days. It's now that poverty is disturbing people that Buki doesn't last 3 days. Before that 3 days, we were being told by our forefathers, Buki used to last 7 days. So, all this is telling you all those days are dedicated to Amaria because a new bride has come. And then when she comes, she is a symbol of beauty in the house. Because of her, the paint of the house will be painted. Everything will be corrected. Doors will be fixed because of the bride. So Rasulullah said, this is the bride of the Holy Quran. That is mean among the complete chapters, 114, 113, this is their bride. All of them are after this bride. Why? Because this chapter is having three qualities similar to the qualities of bride. One, the chapter is having exceptional beauty because it's a chapter that will show us different varieties of mercy of God. The mercy God gave creatures. So there is exceptional beauty, and then there is the rhythmic elegance. The way the arrangement of the chapters are, there is a full kafia. As you start, you will land on Nunun. 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 And sometime, Alifun before the Nunun. Oya'un before the Nunun. So a full kafia follow the arrangement of the chapters. And then each chapter usually is preceded with the repeated chapter. In some places, then the kafia end at the second, making a couplet. So if you keep on exploring the rhythmic nature of this chapter, it is a bride. And the last one is the profound expression of Allah's mercy are done completely in this chapter. Any other chapter of the Holy Quran that will talk about the mercy of God must have to come back and fetch from Surah Rahman. We are going to talk about three benefits of this chapter. Number one, if you recite Surah Rahman from the beginning to the end, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to send an angel. And the angel will be given a duty to protect you for 24 hours. That angel will be your bodyguard for 24 hours. Of course. After 24 hours, the angel will go if you do not recite it the second time. Meaning, if you want to continue to enjoy the service of that bodyguard, you must be reading Surah Rahman each day. So that the bodyguard will not go, he will continue to be with you. That is one benefit. When you are reciting from home, you are listening. You are not reciting. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may decide to give you the benefits. Particularly if you don't have the capability to recite, you can put the phone. Yes, exactly. And then Surah Rahman also will intercede. Chetu will intercede for the reciter, a person who become punctual in reciting Surah Rahman. Inshallah, that Surah Rahman on the Day of Judgment will ask Allah to grant intercession for Surah Rahman, and it will bring and say, I want this person to be interceded, Ya Allah. And then you are lucky. That's what Allah will accept. And then Surah Rahman will take you away. From even the judgment, you are interceded, just go to paradise. Reciting the chapter will cure your heart against anxiety. There are some people that used to feel they are sad. They don't know why. There is nothing happening to them, but they continue to feel sad. They continue to feel unhappy. They continue to feel they are not happy with life. They are not happy with how they are. They are not happy with almost everything. He will not smile, he will not laugh. That kind of person. And if his wife is not looking, she will be receiving beating from him because he don't know why he's angry. She also coming to him will make him angry. So if somebody is having this psychological problem, you can keep on researching Surah Rahman. It will remove anxiety from your mind. And newly coupled, when they married, they should continue to recite Surah Rahman. It will bring blessing into their marriage. It will remove rancor. It will remove conflict. It will remove misunderstanding from the couple, the husband and the wife, and then bring happiness. So couples, this is a chapter you should not neglect. You keep on reciting if you have a new wife or you have a new husband. Recite this, it will bring happiness into your home. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala started by saying in verse 1, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Ar-Rahman, the most merciful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called himself that he is the most merciful. There is no doubt about this. There is no one as merciful as the most merciful. That is why the name most merciful. We have other creatures also showing their mercy in a smaller form, in a minute amount. But at the end of the day, their mercy will fall inside the mercy of God. They are in the mercy of God before they become merciful themselves. So the most merciful is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and is the second name in the 99 names. After Allah, then we come to Rahman. The names inside Allah are the names showing Jalala, showing the lordship for God. It doesn't have to do anything with creatures. But names inside Ar-Rahman is always looking at creatures.
Allama al-Qur'an.
Allama al-Qur'an. The biggest mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the revelation of the Holy Qur'an. Because the Qur'an is the salvation of the entire universe. If there is any salvation before the Holy Qur'an, with the coming of the Holy Qur'an, that previous salvation ceases to be. And the only salvation is through the Holy Qur'an. And then the knowledge in the Holy Qur'an is the knowledge of everything. So, the knowledge inside the Holy Qur'an, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, teach man. And then man get thus knowledge. That is why every important knowledge-based theory, every important knowledge-based rule, every important knowledge-based axiom is traced back to the Holy Quran. And we are going to see, this chapter is going to be giving us some physical laws, laws of physics. Some will give us laws of chemistry. Some will be giving us law of biology. Why? Because the Holy Quran is the mother of all knowledge. All knowledge comes from it. It's the mother of all guidance. All guidance comes from it. It's the mother of all medication. All remedy and solution come from it. Allama al-Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one of his mercy, he teaches the Holy Quran to man and to jinn.
Khalaqa al-insan.
Khalaq al-insan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that created man. There are five elements of life. Ma'i, that is water. Turabi, that is earth. Hawa'i, that is air. Nari, that is fire. And then the last one has several names. In Tasawuf is called Hikima. In the Chinese philosophy is called Wood. And so on and so on. So these are where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of his own kudra, used to make creation. Man is Turabi wa Ma'i. Turabi wa Ma'i. The first man, that is Adam alayhi salam, he was not born. He was created in adulthood. And he was created from what? Turabi, from earth. Angel get clay, which is an earth, shape him, created his own shape as if they are doing sculpture. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them the direction. This is how you will mold the cloud to have head, to have two hands, to have two legs, to have eyes, to have two ears, and so on and so on. And they kept Adam from a clay. And he was allowed to dry, standing. So that is the first man, created from what? Turabi. Then after he was given a wife, Eve, he and Eve will join together, and then children will come out. And the children of Adam were created from Ma'i water. That is sperm. The sperm that will be ejaculated into the womb. And then the sperm is having a smaller pieces of sperm cells. This sperm cell will go and look for egg inside the uterus. When it gets the egg, it will fertilize the egg. And then a zygote will be formed. From zygote, it becomes a child. and then it will be born. So the line of man is the line of Turabi wa Ma'i. Turabi wa Ma'i. But a soul is placed inside man. And soul is what? Is light. That is why when soul enter a trap or a ma, it find difficulties. A soul is light and it always like movement. It always like movement and moving high distance. But earth and then water doesn't like movement. They always like to rest. Water doesn't like suffering, otherwise it will evaporate. Earth wants to remain where it is. It doesn't want progression. So that is the biggest conflict. When a soul comes in, heavy body, the body is heavy, while the soul is strong. If the heaviness of the body overcomes the soul, then at the end the soul also becomes immobile. But if the soul overcomes the body, then the whole zati becomes progressed spiritually. Khalaq al-insan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created man.
Allamahul bayan.
And the man was taught how to talk and how to speak with audiences. We speak with audiences in classes. Politicians speak with audiences in their campaign. Military generals speak with their troops when they are addressing the troops in a war theater. Doctors speak with their patient in the hospital. That is also audiences. Journalists speak with the masses through radio station and TV station. That is also al-bayan, audiences. Lawyers speak to the judge in the court of law. That is also another audiences. Then agri-expert speak to farmers on how they will plant. That is another audiences. So man is being teach how to speak to his audiences. And if you take a look, much of these traits, they are traits that require to speak to audiences. Much of all the traits we have, you must speak to your audiences. And then this speaking to the audiences finally will end in the grave where you have to speak to the audience of angels that came to find out at which stage you came to that world. Did you come to that world believing in Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Or you don't even know about him? You must speak to that audiences of angel in the grave. And precisely, we have two of them. Munkar and then Nakir. Munkar, they said, is interested in knowing the good thing you do. Nakir is interested in knowing bad thing you do. So Munkar is giving you clue when he's asking you. He will give you clue to guide you on the answer. While Nakir will ask you, are you sure of that answer? He wants evidence that you know the answer. The Holy Quran somewhere in another chapter says, "Summa latus'alunna yawma izin anin na'im." On the day in the grave, because the chapter Al-Hakum Takasur Hatta Zurtumul Makabir is talking about grave. On the day we found ourselves into the grave, latus'alunna, you will be asked, anin na'im, on what God has given you as blessing. There wasn't any blessing in our time as the coming of Rasulullah. And that is why scholars say, latus'alunna anin na'im, ay ma'ana latus'alunna anil Muhammad. You will be asked about the blessing of Muhammad. Did you know this man, Muhammad? If you are a worshiper, you say, yes. For Rasulullah, he is a messenger of God. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent him to us with a book known as the Holy Quran. He taught us the Holy Quran through his sunnah. He asks us to believe in one God, to worship only one God, to observe 5 obligatory prayer, to observe the zakat if we are capable, to observe fasting, to go to Hajj. That is what I know about this man. The Munkar will now say, yes, rest in peace. You don't have any trouble. But where the name Muhammad is mentioned and we could not answer the right question, these interrogators will turn into punishers. They will start punishing one in the grave. And they will open the doors for other creatures that want to come and furnish to come to that particular person. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us to answer the question correctly.
Ash-shamsu wal kamara bi husban.
Ash-shamsu wal kamara bi husban. There is sun, which is our source of energy. Our sun in this solar system is one sun. Scientists tell us all other stellars. There are stellars, collection of planets going around a sun. So we have other stellars, they also have sun. So our own stellar is known as solar system. And our solar system, there is a sun, which is having light. It is burning. There are flammable gas at the sun that they are exploding and burning, giving large amount of heat and then large amount of light. And that is our source of energy. Wal-kamaru. And then there is a moon. Moon doesn't have its own energy. It doesn't even have its own light. Rather, it's a reflector. It is a sandy planet, a sandy star, I would say, or satellite. That when the sun light reflects on it, it will take the reflection and send it back to Earth. At an area where they cannot see the sun, they are in night, then the moon will give light. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this chapter is talking about the sun and the moon for one reason. Bi husban, that you use the sun as a calendar system. You use the moon as a calendar system. The sun as a calendar system is having 12 months. Some of the months are having 30 days. Some are having 31. One of them is having 28. But there are some hours that are subtracted. So those hours will make one day in a leap year. Then February will now be 29. A total of 365 cleared years make one year in the sun calendar. 366 in a leap year makes a year in sun calendar. The moon calendar, each month is either 29 or 30. Precisely is 29 and 12 hours. So if this month becomes 29, the 12 hours will be added to the next month so that we will have a complete one day. And the next month will become 29. The next month will be 28. So altogether, we have about 355, if I have not forgotten, that makes a year in the moon calendar. The difference between them is 30 days. And therefore, when you reach 30 years, then in the moon calendar, you will be 31. In the sun calendar, you will be 30. When you reach 60 years, in the moon calendar, you will be 62. And then in the sun calendar, you will be 60. So the sun calendar is being adopted in the Western world as a Gregorian calendar. And then the moon calendar is adopted in Islam as Hijri calendar. So Islamic calendar system is the moon calendar, which was adopted at the time of Rasulullah and was in use till today. While the Western world are using the sun calendar. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said he gave us the sun and the moon for the two calendar systems that are very famous. There are other calendar systems that are not using this calculation. But these two are the dominant calendars in the world.
والنجم والشجر يسجدان.
والنجم والشجر يسجدان. The stars, the planets, and then ash-shajaru and vegetation, plants, they were all yasjudan, prostrating to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Scholars said, on the night of Majesty, the little Qadri. At that night, majority of plant will prostrate. They will bow the way we are doing sujood. But much of when that happened, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will conceal. Either men will not see it at that time, or men will not be around at that time when they will do the sujood. There was a woman, a story was mentioned. That woman is having gouts, akuyoyi. She used to, early morning hour, she would not take them, tie them to grasses and trees outside her house. She was living in a village. So she would go back and sleep. Then they would continue to graze. Then late evening hours, she would come, remove them there and bring them to the house to keep them so that hyena will not eat them. On the night of Majesty, the little Qadri, she just peeped through the window. She saw there is light in the heaven. She said, it's already morning. I did not tie my gouts. So she quickly took the gouts out. Unknown to her, it was night. The light is just spiritual light that filled the heavens because it's night of Majesty. She went and she found some trees that were cut down. She thought the tree were cut down. Unknown to her, the trees are doing sujood to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So she gets some branches of the tree, thinking that the tree was caught here. Let me use those branches and tie my gouts. She tied her gouts to the branches and returned back to sleep. In the morning, villagers come and knock at her door. What happened? They say, what is wrong with you? Come out and see what happened to your animals. She said, what happened? On coming out, she discovered her animals are hanging on top of a tree. At the time she tied them, the tree was prostrating, doing sujood to Allah because of the little Qadri. After the night is over, the tree returned standing, and it returned with the animals hanging on the tree. So the trees and the stars do prostrate. And they are showing their own gratitude to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who created them. Okay, we don't have time. It's okay. So inshallah, when we come next, we continue with verse 7. Question?
إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين إهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح لما أغلق والكاتم لما سبق ناصر الله جبريل ولا علي إلى صراطك المستقيم ولا علي يقع قدر المقدار العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.